And welcome back, y'all, to the final segment this Saturday morning of Rosie on the House. We're here visiting with wildlife urban specialist from Arizona Game and Fish Department, Mr. Darren Julian. And Darren, we've got Johnny on the line, and he has a question I think that a lot of homeowners probably have the same concern, particularly if they're living in an area where urban pests are common. Johnny, good morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House.
Well, hi there, Rosie. I wanted to ask your guest about coyotes getting mixed up with dogs, because it's kind of hard to always contain the dogs out here in the unincorporated areas of Pima County. And I was wondering if the spread of rabies is really a big concern.
Well, Johnny, good morning. And, you know, unincorporated and certainly Pima County has always been kind of a hotbed, if you will, for rabies in the state. Some years are worse than others. Some years they may not have any issues. Typically in an urban area, we don't see those issues with rabies because animals don't have the stressors that living in a open area, you know, less rainfall, less food sources availability, that kind of thing that the urban areas provide for these animals. Typically drought issues will exacerbate or, you know, create issues when it comes to rabies. Typically animals would be unnaturally concentrated at these water sources that are fewer and farther between when there's less rainfall. So anytime, whether it's rabies or any other kind of animals that are, you know, animal sicknesses and things like that, can be spread pretty quickly when these animals are unnaturally concentrated. So certainly when it comes to, you know, unincorporated areas, open spaces and things like that, when it comes to domestic animals, you do want to make sure that they are vaccinated and for rabies ahead of time. If they do get into any issues with wild animals, talk to your vet, see if they need a booster and that kind of thing. A lot of animal control, county animal controls will, if your dog is current on its vaccines, they will do in-home quarantine for your pet for, I think it's up to 10 days and things like that, just to make sure that there's no rabies issues. That answer your question, or do you have anything further on that?
It does, Darren. We appreciate that. Now, in wrapping up with you, I'd like to talk a little bit about something I'm curious about. I want to go back to the eagles, and I know those aren't urban pests, but I can I can remember it years ago finding out about a closed area because of a bald eagle nest. And I don't know if I had never stumbled across one before or if it was new, but I researched it. There were like two in the state. This year on y'all's website, y'all are listing 22 closed areas for nesting bald eagles. That's awesome.
It sure is, and it kind of just goes to show you the impacts that closing these areas have on bald eagle populations. Back when there was two closures, you know, we were struggling to bring bald eagles back from the edge of extinction, if you will, or at least being threatened, and they were on the endangered species list and that kind of thing. So goes to show you what kind of some sound management, you know, these things didn't just develop overnight. We, you know, long-term strategies, looking at what's effective, what's not effective. And if we can, you know, anyhow we can minimize the disturbances when these nests are most vulnerable, then it has a longer impact, and certainly it allows these young to not only the eggs to hatch, but the young to get to fledgling stage, and then they grows the population in Arizona. Our southwestern, you know, bald eagles are starting to really come back, and we're starting to see them nest and more areas throughout the state, and certainly even in more and more human-dominated areas. We have a couple nests on the Salt River, even just near town here, and then along the Gila River in the West Valley, seeing a few nests out there as well. So kind of goes to show you what we've learned over the years
Yeah.
Appears to be working.
I tell folks when they inquire, I say, hey, just bring a pair of binoculars to Saguaro Lake Marina and look straight across the lake. There's one that a pair that nests in those cliffs right above the lake right there, and they make a beautiful display. So it's great to be able to encounter it. Game and Fish ran an eagle viewing workshop up in Flagstaff last weekend. I understand that was very well attended. Darren, I can't thank you enough. I know you have your family time scheduled on Saturdays. We barged in on it. We robbed you of that. I want you to thank your family for giving us the opportunity to share your wisdom with all of our Arizona on the Rosie on the House, Arizona home.
I will, but it's been my pleasure.
Okay, man. Thanks a million.
All right.
All right, folks, Darlene, I'm sorry we were not able to get your call. Do not hang up. We don't let anyone that got through not get an answer. So we'll pick up after we sign off here and make sure you get an answer to the question you've got. That wraps up another week of Rosie on the House. But don't get scared, because I promise you two things. All week long, you can find us at rosieonthehouse.com. And next Saturday morning, we'll be back.
And a side note, Patriot fans know that Eagles are pests.
Go Eagles! That's all I gotta say.